Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. I'm Steve Hoare. It is Monday, April the 24th. I'm here to talk to you about some things that are happening in and around Liverpool Football Club this week. Yeah, we're all feeling high and mighty after a brilliant 3-2 win over Nottingham Forest. Obviously, West Ham game on the horizon. Another midweek encounter for the Reds to get themselves through in a chase for some semblance of European football. I think the stats guy said it's 10% chance at Champions League, more likely a Europa League place up for grabs still. So yeah, we've got that on Wednesday. But yeah, I'm here to talk to you a little bit about Tyler Morton, a little bit about Mason Mount, and later on a little bit about Nicolò Barella as well. Let's start then with young Tyler Morton. He's put it on his own Instagram actually that his loan spell at Blackburn Rovers, he won't be playing any more games this season because he's broken his metatarsal, which is a shame really, because like I say, he's been playing regularly. He hasn't always had the greatest of reviews from Blackburn supporters. He's had, you know, inconsistency, being a little bit up and a little bit down, but more often than not, he's played a lot of footy, which is exactly why Liverpool sent him out on loan. Ideally, you want him to play amazingly well every single week, but you know, getting game time under his belt is exactly what Liverpool sent him out for. He's played 40 championship games, as well as 4 FA Cup games this season and 2 EFL Cup games as well. So, you know, 46 appearances there across at Blackburn Rovers. That is now coming to an end, unfortunately, because, yeah, he's broken his metatarsal. He's been in and out the side recently, of course. He did feature against Preston North End just the other day. But, yeah, unfortunately, he's broken his foot, and that'll be him for the season. So if he was looking to impress going into the summer, he's got no more chance of it. Listen, he's played 40-odd games for them, so I'm sure there's a big enough sample size now. Plenty of those were starts, of course, as well. So, he played 42 games in total. There you go, 30 times in the starting 11. A couple of substitute appearances as well. So he's in the league, so he's been playing regular footy, but he's broken his foot, unfortunately. So that's the end of his time at Blackburn. We'll see what lies in the future for Tyler Morton, whether it's another loan, could Liverpool potentially sell him, is he going to be involved in the first team squad next season, as and when Liverpool are looking for more of midfield reinforcements, who knows. But whatever does happen, yeah, it's not going to be this season, because unfortunately he's broken a metatarsal in his foot. So yeah, get well soon, Tyler, and he'll be back for pre-season training, I'm sure, with Liverpool down the line. Right then, moving on, let's talk about Mason Mount again. Of course, he's been linked with Liverpool. We know that he's a Liverpool target. Most reporters are suggesting so as well. In The Athletic, there's been an update from David Ornstein, who says the future of Mason Mount. Let's talk about the future of Mason Mount, who's nearing the final year of his deal. Talks have been postponed until the summer, and Chelsea still intend to extend Mount's contract or sell the midfielder. It's been widely expected that the England international will leave amid serious interest from clubs including Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United and Chelsea. And former Chelsea manager Thomas Tuchel, rather, as well as Chelsea wanting to keep him. But if he doesn't sign a new contract, which hasn't been on the cards, then we're going to sell him essentially. Liverpool apparently were making a real big push for him. But multiple contracts have been rejected. There's been deadlocks in talks. However, on Friday, a direct conversation took place between co-owner Todd Bowley and Mason Mount, where his importance and the desire to keep him were reiterated. The dialogue has been interpreted inside Chelsea as a positive development, with what looked like a foregone conclusion and Mount leaving now shifting to a feeling that is not out of the question that he stays. It's a huge decision for both parties as Chelsea's US-led consortium continues to rebuild after the takeover in May 2020. Mount is pondering whether to remain at the club he joined at the age of six. So yeah, essentially, it looked like he was on his way out. Todd Bowley and Chelsea have intervened and said, no, let's have a little chat about it. And they've reiterated that they want him to stay, that they're keen for him to stay. Now, obviously, they're going to have to give him some money, I'm guessing. You want the contract that he wants. He might want some reassurances about game time and who's coming in and who's going to be the manager and loads more. But David Ornstein and loads inside Chelsea are saying, yeah, basically, it's not a guaranteed conclusion that he is going to leave. And, you know, Chelsea are desperate to keep him. We've heard rumours, obviously, that, you know, Chelsea want to keep him. It's whether they can afford to give him the contract that he's definitely after. And we still don't know that, but the fact that Todd Bowley's intervened himself and said, actually, we'd like you to stay, that does maybe suggest that they are willing to bend a little bit and perhaps give him the type of deal and contract that he has. But like I say, there's still a little bit of playing time that we need to figure that kind of stuff out as well, of course. So it's not a foregone conclusion that he leaves, but it's also not a foregone conclusion that he stays. But Chelsea, it does seem like are definitely one of the clubs who are, I don't know, they're trying to do things the right way almost. They've made a little bit of a hash of things since the takeover. Keeping your own players and players who managers want to keep, that's always a no-brainer, really. I can see why they want him. It's just whether, you know, whether he wants to stay there going forwards.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right then, let's talk about Nicolò Barella even. According to a report from the Daily Mail, Liverpool scout Paul Goldrick was in the stands on Friday watching Inter Milan, and he's been a regular at their games this season, reporting on Nicolò Barella. The Italy international is among the names on Liverpool's list of midfield targets for the summer, including the likes of Alexis McAllister, Mason Mount, Ryan Gravenberch, and Mateus Nunez. So yeah, Liverpool have had the interest in Barella seems very, very serious. They've scouted on numerous occasions. The latest time was, of course, on Friday with Paul Goldrick, who has been over in Milan on more than a few occasions. It's interesting, really, because the Serie A news of Inter Milan getting themselves back out of the Champions League race, potentially giving Juventus's overturn of their points deduction. So as it stands, Juventus got their points back, so they are now third, puts Roma in fourth, AC Milan are now fifth, and then Inter Milan are down in sixth position. So where it felt like it was two from three getting into the Champions League from Roma, AC and Inter, you can now very much include Juventus into that mix, which means that Inter Milan have got it all to do. They are currently sixth in that race to get it, you know, if they're looking for a top four place. It looks Napoli are going to win the league, I think that's certain. Lazio probably got enough points, although you wouldn't guarantee it. They're on 61 points in second place. But then you've got a cluster of Juve on 59, Roma on 56, AC on 56, and then Inter on 54. So it felt like Inter were pushing towards at least the Europa League place at worst, that fifth position. Now they're down in sixth, and there's no guarantees that they're going to get Champions League footy or indeed Europa League footy. That can change, that can all differ, of course, depending on cups, etc., etc. But yeah, it's interesting that that potentially could make a difference. Now, Liverpool, obviously, they scout numerous players, of course they do. Why wouldn't they be scouting players? They should be scouting players all the time. But they have had a scout specifically in Milan watching Barella on numerous occasions. I remember in Pep Linders' book, he suggested, didn't he, that that Liverpool have been after this player for a long, long time. They've been interested in him, kind of thing. He's been one who they've really, really been high on the agenda when he was unavailable to play against Liverpool in the Champions League. Apparently, they were absolutely made up for. Well, they weren't made up that he was injured, but they were made up that they didn't have to play against them. But yeah, it's really interesting to see that he has been scouted a lot. He's been in and around their team a lot, of course. Can Liverpool get him out of there? What's the cost going to be? That's a huge caveat in this. Who knows what he's going to... Does he even want to join Liverpool? Without Champions League football, that might be a really, really hard sell. I know the reports in the past saying that Liverpool were interested. I think it was last summer even that they were in this. There was talks like a £60 million bid going in. Not on, of course, not come of that. But if they are going to be informed, I think a lot of fans will be delighted. He's 26 years old. He's that age where he's, in theory, he should be able to come in straight away and get things going. And from a personal point of view, I think he would be an ideal sign. And he would be one who you just absolutely bite the hand off. He's an amazing player. Obviously, Liverpool have scouted him a couple of times now. They've been watching him. If you watched the game when Inter Milan drew against Benfica, of course, to get themselves through into the Champions League game. He scores in that game, of course, before going off. It's not been hard to be impressed by him. He's a top player. I don't think he played last weekend, I think I'm right in saying, but he's, because obviously the issue picked up in the Champions League, but more often than not, what a player. What a player Barella is, and if Liverpool can get him, absolutely unbelievable. Yeah, go and get that done, and go and get that done now if you can do. I do wonder if this thing about Juventus getting their points back and Inter Milan, obviously, you know, falling down, does that give Liverpool, you know, if we're not in the Champions League, but Inter are in the Champions League anyway, does that make it a little bit easier potentially? Are other clubs involved? Does anyone else want them? There's tons and tons of things up for grabs, and there's tons of names being linked. You know, I mentioned all the ones in that report earlier, but then you've also got Thuram, there's been Casado, there's been absolutely loads of them. This is going to be continued to happen. But it is interesting that that Liverpool, like I say, they've sent the scouts over there. There's also talk that, and this has come from Italian news outlet Gazzetta, saying Inter could be forced into selling Barella in the summer if they do miss out on qualification for the Champions League, given not only the fact that he might want to go there, but just the finances of it as well. They might need to cash in now. So we'll see how that all pans out. But yeah, I think we'd all be absolutely delighted if Liverpool could somehow find a way of getting Barella there. So the scouts are looking at him. We can all keep looking at him too. And fingers crossed, he's one they can get a deal for. I think he would be one. I mentioned Mason Mount before. There's been a little bit of umming and ahhing about Mason Mount. Do we want him? Is he good enough off the level? Yada, yada, yada. I don't think many people would be up in arms if Liverpool can go and get a deal for Nicolò Barella. Hopefully they can do that. Fingers crossed he can. We'll find out how that all pans out. Right, guys, before I shoot off, I want to let you guys know about a couple of things here at Redmen. Early today on this very podcast feed, you'll be able to listen to the Redmen Originals podcast, where we had a little look back at the Forest game, a little look ahead to what's coming up against West Ham as well. That's available on this very feed now, or indeed on video format on YouTube. Straight after that, we end on the Bias Football podcast. That, again, video or podcast form over on redmenplus.com. We had a good laugh at Spurs and the absolute capitulation that he went through. We had a talk about the relegation battle and about Arsenal as well. Are they bottling the title? I said they are. Some people might disagree with that. But yeah, that is all available over on redmenplus.com. If you guys want to go and check that out, simply head over to redmenplus.com, sign up for some monthly club captain, use the code BITESARS on the payment screen, and you'll get 50% off for 3 months. So rather than paying a fiver for every single month, you can pay £2.50 for up to 3 months. And there's no, you're not tied into that, by the way. If you want to just pay the £2.50 and decide it's not for you, you can cancel it there, and then straight away it won't cost you any more money. So go and check it out over on Plus. Keep an eye out on Redmen for all the amazing content we've got coming over the next few days and indeed weeks leading up to the summer. And yeah, thanks all for listening to this one. I hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back with another Bite Size tomorrow. Until then, I'll see you all soon. Take care, everyone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.